and I had you too. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host. My name is Mr. Tariq Ali. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Nice, real mellow vibe. I like that. Nice, real mellow Mac-ish vibe. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your Macing needs. I have a pay-per-view special coming up later on tonight. And that pay-per-view special is going to tie in with today's show. Today's show, I'm going to talk about an article that came out that was talking about 8 reasons to date a white man. The pay-per-view special I'm doing later on tonight is called Black Feminism, Exposing the Myth of the Independent Black Woman. And that's going to really tie in with today's show. Today's show is going to be a precursor to tonight's pay-per-view special. You guys are not going to want to miss tonight's pay-per-view special. It's going to be some very, very deep game. Extremely deep game. This right here, today's show, is going to be a teaser for the game that you're going to hear tonight on the pay-per-view special. And you can get that pay-per-view special at MacLessons.com. It will be available later on tonight. So don't forget to check that out and check out some of the other pay-per-view specials in the meantime. Also, my book that I'm publishing that I was talking about last week, Black Players. It's a book by Christina and Richard Milner. The book came out in the early 1970s. It's been out of print for like 20, 30 years. It's coming out on King Flex Entertainment. It will be available at Barnes & Nobles and Amazon on October 26th. That's Tuesday, October 26th. That's when Black Players will be ready for the public. Very good book. You guys got to get that. That's Exceptional Game about the pimping lifestyle. Very good book. So let's get into today's game, but let me put on some Mackin music so I can get into the mood. Here we go. All right, but like I said, today's show, there was an article that came out about a week ago. It's been circulating around the net, and a lot of people have emailed me this, and they've put it up on my Facebook. And if you're not a part of my Facebook, you guys need to go to facebook.com/Tariq Elite. That is my Facebook. And also, you can add me on Twitter at twitter.com/TariqNasheed. TariqNasheed. But you all should be on my Facebook. Now, this article came out written by a black woman. I forgot the name of the website. Let me look the website up real quick so you guys can check that out. I give the website a plug. Madame Noir. MadameNoir.com. And one of the articles was 8 Reasons to Date a White Man. And I wanted to go through all 8 reasons that this sister... post it up. Now, before I get into the list, I like to say that a lot of sisters are not co-signing this, and I applaud them. And again, there's nothing wrong with wanting to date a white guy. There's nothing wrong with wanting to date outside your race. There's nothing wrong with that. But what this article does, this article uses the date a white man excuse to throw brothers under the bus. And that's my whole gripe. If you want to date outside your race, you want to date somebody, that's cool in the gang. But when you do it in order to throw your own people or another race of people under the bus, it becomes a problem then. That becomes a problem. Now, again, another thing about this thing, this woman giving sisters advice on why they should date white men. Truth be told, in America, a lot of sisters just don't have that option. Now, in other countries, yeah, and I've talked about that before in Europe and all that stuff. But in America, you know, people are still kind of funny style about the whole racial thing, especially a lot of white dudes when it comes to dating sisters. I've told sisters many times, generally, a lot of white dudes are real funny style about dating sisters. People like John Mayer, they let you know exactly what a lot of white guys think about the sisters. People like Imus and Dog the Bounty Hunter, they've let a lot of sisters know exactly what's on their mind about what they think about interracial dating and all that stuff. So this list, it's really more of a fantasy list. It's like a wish list. And again, it's basically an excuse to throw brothers under the bus. And there's an old guard of a lot of black females out here. And thank God these women are dwindling out of the collective. A lot of these women are kind of falling off. So they're grasping for straws right now. They're really desperately trying to hold on and put their poisonous ideology into the new generation of sisters that's coming about. But a lot of sisters are getting a certain level of consciousness, and thankfully they're rejecting the ideology of a lot of these brain dead sisters that's been festering around for the last 40 to 45 years. And I go real deep into that on the pay-per-view special. That's why it's very important that you guys should listen to that pay-per-view special about black feminism and the myth of the independent black woman, because a lot of sisters have this pseudo-feminist mentality that they've inundated a lot of younger women with, and that has really caused the destruction of a lot of things in the black community. But like I said, man, a lot of these women, they're teetering out. A lot of them are just falling off. A lot of their ideology is starting to become very rejected by a lot of younger sisters, which is a good thing. Because again, a lot of sisters are not co-signing this article. But women like that, they're again desperately trying to make their presence known. And really, it's really time out for a lot of these sisters who have this, really it's a projected self-hate. A lot of these women don't like themselves. A lot of them run from anything black, and that's what it really boils down to. A lot of these women who think like the woman in this article, because there's a lot of women still out there like that, even though they're becoming passé, there's still a lot of women like that. So these women really want to get accepted by whites. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of sisters out here who are desperately trying to be accepted by whites. They're desperately trying to run away from their blackness. And I talked about it before. You say to a sister, you say anything to her about looking African, they'll get offended. You say, hey, are you from Africa? Oh, no, I'm not African. You look Nigerian. I ain't no goddamn Nigerian. Hey, you look like you're from Kenya. You look kind of Ethiopian. Why would you say that? They get offended if you say anything about them looking African. But if you ask them what their nationality is, they're so quick to throw in something European. Oh yeah, I'm mixed with Dutch, and they black as hell. They look like Whoopi damn Goldberg. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm Portuguese and Spanish. Yeah, my mom is from Russia. I got a quarter Irish in me. You know, they grab on to anything European, anything Spanish. They run from blackness. You know people like that. We all know people like that. They try to claim everything under the sun, black as hell, claiming to be Cuban, jet damn black. And there's some black Cubans, by the way, but there's some black people who ain't never been nowhere near Cuba. You got black people who ain't never been nowhere near Puerto Rico claiming to be Puerto Rican. They have a Puerto Rican great-great-grandmother. Now, they're the most Puerto Rican motherfucker on earth. You know who I'm talking about. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Black as hell, they out Puerto Rican or out Spanish, the most hardcore Spanish person. The minute a salsa song come on, they yelling louder than anybody, you know. They hear this song, they yelling louder than anybody. They're up doing the salsa. Black as hell. Like, sit your ass down and go do the electric slide like all these other niggas. Give me a damn break. But you guys know exactly who I'm talking about. Black folks who do everything they can to run away from blackness, trying to get accepted by whites. And these are the people that's very quick to throw other black people under the bus. So this is what this article reminds me of. Those type of black folks that's desperately trying to be accepted by whites. So let's go into what this article was talking about. Let's go through all the 8 reasons that this writer says that you should date a white man as opposed to a black man. Now, number one, she said that white men are open instead of down low. It says that gay white men tend to be more forthcoming about their sexuality with family and friends. The down low phenomenon is less prevalent, which preserves the battery usage on your gaydar and relieves the stress of dissecting every male relationship. So basically what this woman is saying, that there are more down low black men than whites, which is totally bullshit. So the list starts off with garbage and bullshit. The down low phenomenon, or men having secret relationships with other men, there's plenty of white guys doing that. There's way more white guys doing that than brothers. The thing is, when white guys do it, they don't call it the down low. They let it be an individual type of thing. It's not a collective thing in the white community. They don't categorize a whole group of white guys in the same realm they do with brothers. See, and I've talked about this whole download thing before. There was only one brother who came out with a book talking about he was married and he was having sex with other men. There was that J.O. King guy. J.O. King came out with the download book. Now, all of a sudden, half the brothers in America are on the download based on this one dude coming out. But in the white community, there have been senators, there's been governors, there have been high profile white guys coming out, mayors, congressmen. And this is like in the last 3 years, because you know we have instant media coverage right now. You have TMZ, Twitter, so it's easy for scandals to break out and for information to come out. But you had a whole bunch of white guys, high profile white guys, coming out of the closet or being pushed out of the closet. White guys with families and wives and kids, and then they find out that they're having secret relationships with men. And hell, you had the whole Catholic Church, all these priests doing their thing. And let's not even get on TV shows like To Catch a Predator. You get these married white guys showing up at houses trying to have sex with teenage boys. So she can't say that the whole so-called down-low phenomenon is not prevalent in the white community. It's very prevalent. Y'all remember that congressman up in Minnesota? He all up in the bathroom at the airport tapping on other dudes' feet in the bathroom stalls campaigning for dick. So let's not play games. Let's call it what it is. So she's already wrong on the very first one. Now let's go to the second one. The second one, number two, she said that white men are not looking for someone to take care of them. Now, let me say this. Now, my answer to that, my response to that is that not all black men are looking for sisters to take care of them. The problem is a lot of sisters, not all, but a lot of sisters seek the lowest common denominator when it comes to black men. They look for the lowest brothers on the totem pole. A lot of sisters look for men who are needy. A lot of sisters are comfortable with men who don't have themselves together. They like a black man who's struggling, because a lot of sisters feel like they can control a brother like that. So a lot of sisters are turned off by a man who doesn't need to be taken care of. A lot of women are intimidated by that. A lot of black women, let's keep it 100. Now let's go to number three, which is a very interesting one. Number three, she said that more white men attend and graduate from college. Now, my response to that is that there are plenty of college-educated black men. There are plenty of black men in colleges. The thing is, a lot of sisters consider very college-educated black men as nerds. They consider them brothers as nerds and squares, right? Also, in colleges, a lot of sisters are chasing after the pro athlete prospects, the guys who might go to the NBA or the guys who might go to the NFL. Those are the ones, the black men that sisters are chasing in college. A lot of sisters ignore the guy who's about to get his master's degree. the guy who's studying, getting his learn on. A lot of women ignore that and they go for the jocks, or they go for the Greeks, the guys in the fraternities. And also, let's not forget, as far as the whole education thing, and I've said this on last week's show, the people in this country with the most college degrees, the most highly educated people in this country, are African immigrants. So there are a lot of brothers coming over from Africa in college doing their thing, but a lot of sisters, you know, you don't want to mess with them. You know exactly why you don't want to mess with them, because these brothers, those African dudes, don't play that bullshit. Y'all know what I said last week. Who is that nigga you were getting text messages to? Who is that nigga you were sending text messages to? You know, those African brothers will check you. And you sisters, you know how you hate to be checked. You hate those, ooh, that nigga you were getting text messages to. You don't, y'all don't want to hear that. Now let's go to number four. Number four is real funny style. Number four says, at least white men attempt to marry before having babies. Now, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? Now, let's keep it 100. Who's having all these babies by these black men? It's black women doing that. It's sisters are the ones with all the multiple baby daddies and all that. And I'm not talking about all sisters. But truth be told, black men have zero control over who can have kids. They can control who they have sex with, but sisters control whether they want to have kids or not. Women control that. You know the old feminist saying, my choice, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. So men don't have a control over whether somebody's going to have kids or not. I know people say it takes two to make a baby, but it takes one to make a baby. It takes one to choose to have a baby. It takes one person to choose to have a damn kid. And brothers don't have that choice, and men don't have that choice. And I get more into that on the pay-per-view special. I go real deep into that. You guys need to listen to that tonight, the Black Feminism pay-per-view special. Now let's go to number five. Number five is another interesting one. Number five says, white men don't glamorize ignorance. And again, that's another pot calling the kettle black scenario. Now, first of all, all white guys are not like the white guys you see on TV. I have a lot of white friends. I hung out with white cats. And white guys, they do some goofy, crazy shit too. They be lighting farts and doing that stuff that you see on Jackass. A lot of white guys be doing that type stuff. And another thing, also, a lot of sisters will match these dudes ignorant for ignorance. A lot of sisters out here is just as ignorant as some of these damn dudes, and sometimes more so. Ignorance is festering in the young black female community. Let's keep it real 100. We don't have a bunch of Condoleezza Rices out there. There's some fly sisters out there, but there's some ignorant motherfuckers out here that's dumb as a brick. And truth be told, you show me an ignorant dude, 9 times out of 10, he has an ignorant mom. His mama was ignorant. That's where these niggas learn how to be ignorant from. They get that ignorant shit from their moms. You take a good look at an ignorant ass dude. Go back and check out who his mom is. His mom is equally as ignorant. And also, a lot of these sisters talking about how white guys don't glamorize ignorance. See, a lot of these white guys look at black women as the personification of ignorance. See, the average white dude in America thinks that the average black woman is a welfare hood rat. That's the reality. So let's not get it twisted on that front either, if we want to talk about ignorance. Sisters really don't need to be throwing around the ignorant stereotype, especially when it comes to choosing a white guy, because the white guys think the exact same thing of you. Now, number six, it's another interesting one. Number six says at least white men have better financial planning skills and they have financial stability. That's a cold one right there. That's a real cold diss. Basically, she's saying that, well, white guys have more money than black guys. Now, we all know the reality is, I mean, hell, this is a whole system designed to economically disenfranchise black men and the whole black community. We know that. That's a reality in the game. So, of course, there are going to be white men in this country with more money than black men. The system is designed for them to prosper as far as that. Not using that as an excuse because black folks can still get money. But we live in a system that's designed to financially disenfranchise the black community. Let's keep it 100. But what's very funny is that when a black man or black men, such as athletes or entertainers, when they become wealthy, a lot of them will date outside their race. And the excuse and the reason, one of the reasons they state is because a lot of black women are not on the same level financially. They're not as financially stable as other women of other races. And a lot of sisters get upset about that. A lot of sisters want brothers to overlook that. Right? A lot of brothers, man, when they get their money together, they want to choose a woman who's used to being around finances. They want to be around a woman who's used to being around wealth. So they might get a white woman. They might get an Asian woman. They might get a woman of another nationality who's used to being around money. Because a lot of athletes and a lot of wealthy guys say, okay, well, damn, a lot of sisters aren't used to being around money, so I don't want to really fuck with her like that. So a lot of sisters be like, well, damn, you know the circumstances. Why can't you overlook that? Well, sisters, as this sister stated in this article, they're not overlooking it. You won't overlook it when it comes to a black man, so don't get mad when black men don't overlook it when it comes to black women. Now let's go to number seven. This number seven is a doozy. Number seven says that white men have the ability to look beyond your past. Now, that's a good one. I like that one. That's funny as hell. Basically, what it means is this sister thinks that white men are going to accept them having a hoish past. That's what that means. That means that these women can be whores and sluts. And they think that a white guy is just going to overlook that. And that's not the case. They think that a white guy is going to turn a hoe into a housewife. It don't work like that with the sisters. He ain't going to turn no black hoe into a housewife. See, the sisters know that a black man has common sense enough not to wife up a hoe. See, a lot of sisters who have hoish backgrounds, sometimes they do go get white guys, and a lot of white guys don't really know your background because he's from a different culture. He don't know nobody that you know. And truth be told, you're probably the only black person he knows. So you can hide your background from him. So he don't know that you're a hoe. You can tell him anything and they'll go for it. Because he doesn't know how to reference or cross-reference anything that you've done. But see, it's different with a brother. Because see, it's especially if you're in the same city. You live in the same town as somebody, black folks. You probably know somebody that they know. You're going to run into somebody who you know. Or who knows you? It's going to be some type of 6 degree of separation. And then people talk. Like, guys are sitting around talking and a guy's dating you and he don't know he's dating a former hoe. And he mentions your name and the other folks know your name. You know, it's very embarrassing for brothers to sit around chopping up game with one another. And then a female's name come up and people in the streets got a nickname for you. Niggas be like, yeah, man. I'm about to get engaged, man. I just got engaged to this girl, man. Oh, yeah, you got engaged? What's your girl's name? Yeah, my lady name is Heidi. Heidi? How she look? Heidi, you know, little black chick, man, little nice finger wave. She's about 5'4". She drive a Cutlass. Yeah. Hot mouth Heidi? What you mean hot mouth Heidi? Nigga, you getting engaged to hot mouth Heidi? The fuck you mean hot mouth Heidi, man? What you talking about? Nigga, me, yo chick, we ran a train on your chick in 03, nigga. That's how people be talking, man. Ladies' names pop up. And cats done had some type of history with her. So a lot of sisters, man, y'all, that whole shit don't run with the brothers. When brothers find out your background, we're going to charge you to the game. We're not trying to wipe up no hoe. And you think it's going to get better with the white dudes? Now, look, they'll wipe up a white hoe or an Asian hoe, but they ain't going to wipe up no black hoe. See, a white guy, they'll go get a white porn chick, or they get a white woman off the track, or they go get an Asian woman off the track and wipe her up, because at least their kids will come out still looking white. They ain't about to have no black hoe and wipe her up and turn her into a housewife. So that's science fiction. These listings women are coming out are hilarious. And hopefully a lot of you young women aren't taking these women seriously, because the shit that they're telling you is so played out, and it's going to run you in circles and keep you in the dark. That's why I'm here to really enlighten you sisters out there, so y'all don't fall for that bullshit that women like this are trying to kick. Talking about white dudes that look beyond your past. It's the difference between them looking beyond your past and not knowing your past. There's a real big difference between that. So your best bet is for them to not know your past, because they ain't going to accept no whole shit. Just like the brothers ain't going to accept no whole shit unless they got some pimping in them. And that's a whole different show. Y'all learn about that in the Black Players book. Now, number 8, last but not least, number 8, it says that white guys don't take everything as a challenge to their masculinity. It says intimidation and insecurity are two reasons for the rift between black men and black women. As a result of their insecurities and low self-esteem, black men are intimidated by the strength of an educated and ambitious black woman. Blah, blah, fucking blah. This tired ass rhetoric. How long have y'all been hearing that? Women, stop saying that corny, tired bullshit about black men being intimidated by your so-called strength and education. I've talked about that a million times. I'm going to put all that shit to bed with tonight's pay-per-view special. That's why I'm really getting into that. But my answer to this is really, a lot of white guys don't take everything as a challenge to their masculinity with black women, because black women don't challenge white males' masculinity. See, a lot of black women, they're very disrespectful and they like to challenge black men, but we all know how subservient black women are to white men. Black women are very respectful, they're very subservient, they're very docile when it comes to them dealing with white men. And you're going to learn the real reason why. You're going to learn a lot of stuff on tonight's pay-per-view special. You're going to learn why a lot of these women hate black nationalism. You're going to learn why a lot of these so-called independent women hate strong black men. You're going to learn why we have so much moistness in our culture. You're going to learn why we have so many sluts running around in the game. We're going to learn the specific reasons why we have the independent woman phenomenon. We're going to learn when exactly it started. It started at a particular day, at a particular year. We're going to talk about all that stuff. So you guys definitely need to check out tonight's pay-per-view special, Black Feminism, Exposing the Myth of the Black Independent Woman. And you guys reject lists like this. Ladies, and a lot of women, I'm looking at the replies on this page, and a lot of women have not taken this thing seriously, which they should not have. But the thing is, we still have sisters out here spewing that nonsense, trying to poison the minds of a lot of other younger sisters, and they need to know how to reject that stuff. So anyway, y'all, check out tonight's pay-per-view special at maclessons.com. Very good game. That's been today's show. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Don't forget, the Black Players book will be available October 26th. You guys stay tuned for that. I'll holler at you next week. Peace.